the greatest sacrifice ever made in the history of the world was by a man who committed no sin, no wrong, and yet he went to the cross as a criminal for you and me that he might win the battle against sin and death and conquer that forever. So we could enjoy a freedom beyond the wonderful freedom we enjoy as Americans. A freedom that is not limited to this world, but it's eternal with Almighty God. But before he left, he was in prayer with his Father. That's what you heard this morning. Jesus' prayer, pouring his heart out to his Father for you and me, because he had come and accomplished that which God had sent him to do. He says, I glorify you on earth by finishing what you gave me to do. He had a special mission. He had a special call. That God had placed a special purpose in his life and in sending him into this world, and he had finished that mission, or was about to. Have you finished the work which God gave you to do? Have you accomplished the things that God has called you and only you to accomplish with your life? When it's time for you to face death, can you with confidence say, Father, I have finished the work you gave me to do? While Jesus hung on the cross, he asked for water, and they held up on a spear vinegar and gall, and he took it, and then he says, it is finished. And he gave up his spirit. Now, for us as Christians, created by Almighty God, given our identity in God before the foundations of the world, sent here in time and history with a particular task, a particular mission, a particular work to accomplish in our lives. That's true of everyone from the very youngest person here to the oldest person here. You have a work to do, to finish, to complete. And if you don't do it, the world will miss that forever. Now, we ought to understand this concept. I mean, as children, we grew up with these ideas, or at least I did. Don't you remember as a child hearing your parents say, well, when you finished your meal, you can leave the table. When you finished your homework, you can watch TV. Or maybe listen to the radio for some of you who predate television. When you finished your chores, you can play. When you finished your work, you can get paid. I mean, we're used to that. That we have tasks to accomplish in life, things we're supposed to do. And if we don't complete them, if we don't finish them, we don't get the reward. But somehow as Christians, we've got this idea, oh, I got a reward waiting for me in heaven, and I don't have to do anything. Jesus did it for me. Now, do you really think, if we are to grow up into the image of Christ, that means we get a free pass? That we don't have to finish our work to get a paycheck? That we don't have to accomplish anything to survive? Yeah, there's grace. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died in a concentration camp, was hanged, killed, because he was in on an assassination plot to kill Hitler to stop his craziness, said, when we treat God that way, that's cheap grace. We cheapen grace. Because God created each of us with a work to accomplish, with a mission, with a task, with a purpose. And like Jesus, we're to go to God and say, Father, I have finished my work. I have finished. I am ready. You know, it's interesting that this whole thing about the pearly gates. I mean, we've all heard numerous jokes and stories about people who get up to the pearly gates, and usually St. Peter is charged with letting people in. But you know, if there really is a pearly gates, and if there really is a question to get in, it's more likely to be, have you finished the work God asked you to do while you are on earth? Have you accomplished the task that was set before you as a child of God, as a brother or sister with Jesus Christ? Have you finished what God called you to do? Jesus did his job. He finished what God had given him to do. He accomplished his great mission in life. What about you? Do you even know what it is? That special something that God has placed within you that no one else on earth can do except you? That makes every one of us so special. And the youngest child here, which is probably Madison, there is a task for her to accomplish. For each of these children, for all of us, something special in our lives that only we can do. That gives life true meaning. Thursday was Ascension Day. That day in the life of the church year where Jesus had gathered with his disciples and was taken up into heaven. And we are told in Ephesians, the first chapter, 9 through 12, for he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, God's purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things to him, things in heaven and things on earth, in him, according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things, according to the counsel of God's will, who first hoped in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. And to live for the praise of his glory is to glorify him by doing that wonderful, unique, special thing that he placed us here to do. To finish our work, to accomplish our task, to be the people God called us to be for this time in human history. That we're supposed to make a difference. Maybe that is reaching one person. One person that'll go on to do something greater than we can imagine accomplishing ourselves. But maybe that's our mission. To be in the right place at the right time to share the word, the love, the power, and the message of God that touches another person who touches thousands. It might be that simple. It might be someone you work with. It might be a neighbor. It might be a little child that you touch in a special way. But that is your purpose in the grand scheme of God's wonderful plan for this world, for the redemption of this world. And it was time for Jesus to finish his mission on earth and go to heaven because he was there to unite all things in heaven and earth. Because you see, even the angels had rebelled and strayed. And it was Christ Jesus who was going to unite everything that God created so the purposes of God become accomplished. Now, we have an almighty God. If you don't complete your work, if you don't do your job, God is going to accomplish his will anyway. But I believe God will be grieved that he sent you here for something special, something wonderful, for something amazing, and you didn't discover what that was. You didn't accomplish it. You didn't face your own death with the confidence of knowing, I finished what God sent me here to do. I accomplished my life's purpose in Christ. Or are we just going through religious and faith motions to make ourselves feel good? To say we're moral people, we're good people, we do the right thing, we go to church, and that's enough. I don't have to worry about discovering my work, what I'm supposed to accomplish. Isn't that enough with everything else I have on me? No, it's not. And you know how you can know whether what you think your purpose is and God's purpose for your life happens to be? How many people are glorifying God because of you? You see, our generic purpose is to live to the praise of His glory. How many people, because they encounter you, because they know you, because you're in their lives and bring Jesus Christ and God into their presence, are glorifying the Father because of what you're doing and being and living right now? In this lifetime, that's living to the praise of His glory. Jesus constantly had His eye towards the Heavenly Father, saying, Father, let me please You. Let me do what You want, even when I don't want it. He didn't want the cross. He didn't want the beatings. He didn't want the shame. He didn't want the agony. He didn't want the pain. But He said, let me glorify You, Father. I want You to be proud of me, Father. I want to do what You asked me to do, even when my flesh is weak and I don't want to. Have you looked for that kind of purpose in your life? Are you looking for that kind of call and claim on you from your Heavenly Father? That your life is not your own. As St. Paul said, you have been bought with a price. All of the brothers and sisters that live in the Essene community who spent their lives saving Scripture for you and for me, I pray that they fulfilled and finished their work for God. All of those monks who worked in the monasteries of the 8th century to preserve one of the greatest works of art and Scripture in the world today, the Book of Kells, spent their whole lives, day in, day out, writing, making these beautiful illustrations, glorifying God, so that that gigantic book of Gospels could be brought to the altar on Sundays to worship and praise God. I think they finished their task and accomplished their purpose. What great purpose has God called you to do? You see, you might not finish a thing. You know, in the Chinese culture, in the Oriental culture, with the lacquer work that's done with furniture and cabinets and things, sometimes 3 and 4 generations put on one coat of lacquer, sand it down, and another, and another, and another, that you don't even live to see the completed project, but they've completed their task. The National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., had 2 and 3 generations of stonemasons to complete that lengthy building of a cathedral like the great cathedrals around Europe. They didn't finish the product, but they accomplished their task. They glorified God with the artistic ability they had. What great purpose and mission and work has God called you to do? So when you stand before Him in judgment, you say, Father, I have finished the work You have given me to do. And He says, welcome, beloved. Enter into your reward. Are we going to be among the least in heaven or the greatest? It may well depend on whether we accomplish the work God has given us to do. Do you know what your work is? Are you accomplishing it? Are you living in such a way that other people glorify God because of who you are and what you have done in the name of Jesus? I believe that will be one of the questions we have to stand before our Lord and answer. Have you accomplished the work I gave you and only you to do? Enter into your reward. Let us pray. Gracious Father, with the millions, billions of people upon this planet, of all of the people who've lived of all time, sometimes it's hard for us to get our minds around the idea that you have given each person you created a work to accomplish, a special life to live that no one else in all history or in our lifetime can fulfill. That's almost more than we can comprehend. And yet you know us that intimately. You love us that completely. You trust us to be the special people you've created us to be. May we, with our Lord and Savior, be able to stand before you in confidence and say, "Oh, my Father, I have completed, finished the work you gave me to do." And all God's people said, "Amen."